As Australian businesses grapple with skills shortages, the federal government is determined to boost the number of apprentices across the country. But to do that, more young people need to be convinced to take up a trade. Many are concerned a level of stigma still exists when it comes to choosing vocational education over a traditional university degree, though, and there are calls for schools to be made more flexible as well. With more, here's political reporter Jade McMillan.
In the Queensland city of Toowoomba, carpenter Ellie Farrington is hard at work on a new home. The young tradie loves her job, but it wasn't always what she wanted to do.
I was really lucky in school to be one of the people who was able to thrive in that environment, so it meant that my only option at that time seemed to be going to uni.
The 27-year-old began an architecture degree at university before switching to mathematics, but when she graduated, she still wasn't sure she was on the right path and eventually took on an apprenticeship instead. She believes vocational education and training is regarded by many as a second-rate option, and she wants that to change.
I mean, there are so many students now who are going to university and graduating with degrees and then not using them because they feel like that's the only option or that's what they have to do.
Across the country, the number of people in apprenticeships and traineeships has fallen 12% in the past 4 years, while completion rates dropped by almost 40%. That alarms people like Megan Lilly from the Australian Industry Group.
We've got many employers talking about worsening skill shortages, and those complaints are actually across the economy. But in terms of infrastructure projects or naval shipbuilding or other big initiatives, the fact that we don't have a suitable pipeline of skilled labour coming into them, I think, is a major cause for concern.
The federal government has made the issue a major political focus, with a $525 million skills package, including support for an extra 80,000 new apprentices over the next 5 years. It's also considering a shake-up of the qualification system to make it easier for students to study both vocational and higher education subjects. One student already looking for a more flexible approach is Western Sydney teenager Max Towns.
School right now is sort of, I'd go to school, I'd do my work, and I'd be respectful and such, but then I'd just go home. I would learn things, but not really anything that I would find useful or interesting.
Next year, he's moving to a new school being opened by the Catholic Education Diocese of Parramatta, which promises students more personalised learning and a strong focus on skills. Samantha Borum is the assistant principal of the CathWest Innovation College.
We'll have an opportunity for them to talk to us about what they're interested in, and then for us, we'll then map the curriculum around what it is that they'd like to do, choose the subjects that suits their needs, and then project-based learning will be how we deliver the curriculum.
Max Towns has a passion for computer animation, and his mother Megan hopes he'll leave the school with qualifications and industry experience to help with a future career.
All my kids have gone to great schools with great teachers, but the school system doesn't really fit into that anymore. So, yeah, I think it's time for a change.
Ellie Farrington's advice to other young people weighing up their options is to give a trade a go.
There are so many different employers, so many different industries, so I think persist, don't give up, and you'll find the right path for you.
Carpenter Ellie Farrington ending that report by Jade McMillan.